Chris Cromwell. His name is the Reverse Flash. Jesus Christ, yeah, he wears yellow. He dresses like the Flash. Chris Cromwell.
And running?
Education at Codex.
So I have a theory, and it's really more of an opinion I plan on foisting onto all of you. That the Cheesecake Factory is the least satisfying dining experience. And here's why. It's not because you often find them perched out in front of those tacky, decadent, sprawling compounds of suburban excess. That's subjective. Some people love those places. Who knew? It's not because of that. It's because of choice. That's the problem. And here's where it comes right down. I have menu anxiety. I have horrible menu anxiety. As soon as you hand me a menu, I'm just terrified the entire time. And I can't pick anything, because I know it's going to be wrong. And the more choices you give me, the worse that is. And that happens on a really high level for me, but it happens on a low level for everyone. It's really well-studied and well-documented phenomenon that lots of choice makes people less happy. You're just less satisfied. If you have 100 choices and you pick one, you will like it less than if you'd had 4. And it has nothing to do with what you picked. That's just a thing that we more or less know about ourselves. So when you go into a Cheesecake Factory and open that menu, it is huge! It's like 40 pages long. I came in here to eat and I read the fucking Federalist Papers. I just want some food! And you look at pricing structures for restaurants, right? You have some of the more expensive places you'll eat, you'll have very little choice. 5 things, maybe. And you'll be very happy with any one of those 5 very expensive things that you picked. And if you go even further up that cost scale, you get to some of the most expensive restaurants in the world where they just tell you what you're gonna eat. And you will be happy with it. And it will be the best meal you've ever had. Instead of 500 items that are all sort of too expensive, and you have no idea what to pick. And no one can tell me that when you go in there, it's always for a baby shower or a wedding rehearsal, because I never with like 5 friends, like, hey, let's eat at the Cheesecake Factory. And maybe that's because I'm not a 42-year-old woman. Maybe that's why, but no, it's always for some event, and you can't tell me that like 50 people order off this like enormous menu that a single one of them leaves thinking, man, that other thing, it would have been better. It's just not. It's just not how it happens. So, yeah, fuck the Cheesecake Factory.
Thank you, Cromwell. I haven't heard such a moving argument against choice since Loki in The Avengers.
Counterpoint, cheesecake is delicious.
That's true. Yeah, but two kinds. 50 kinds. Outrageous.
Proof in and out burger. There's like 3 things on 3 things on the menu. You leave it. So
happy. They're not 3 things in the menu.
See, yeah, that's a good point. Because, yeah, the reason I think that in and out attracts such a big customer base is because of all the secret shit that isn't on the menu.
Yeah.
So maybe you guys should get together and work this out. Let's workshop it. What are you guys doing tomorrow?